Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. There comes a point in life when you realize that not everything you depend on can sustain you. People change, opportunities fade, and even your own strength can fail. But in the midst of it all, there is a God who never runs out, never breaks down, and never shows up too late. He is constant, unshaken, and unlimited. Before the need ever arose, he already had the answer. Before the problem appeared, he had already made provision. God does not react to your situation, he's already gone ahead of it. This is the confidence of every believer, that in every season, in every situation, God remains faithful, fully able, and fully willing to supply all. In today's sermon titled, He Is Whatever You Need, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on how everything you need has already been made available through the finished work of Christ.
Who is God to you? God is whatever you need, my friend. Yes, I know it sounds easier to say than believe. When it comes to standing in faith for things we know we need to survive, or things that we want so desperately, the battle is on, my friend. Satan is waiting in the wings to convince you that God isn't going to meet your needs. He would tell you God doesn't want to help you, or that he won't even make it in time. And I tell you, my friend, these are lies, lies and more lies. The truth is God is whatever you need. The perfect and on-time provider for everything you could ever need or want in life. God is whatever you need. I can assure you that. The Bible says in Psalms 16 verse 2, this is what the psalmist is saying, the Psalm of David. He said, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Hallelujah. And you know, this is also recorded in James chapter 1, verse 17, that says, every good and perfect gift is from above, originating from the unchanging Father of the heavenly light. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. So this text of scripture is telling us that all true blessings, including life, talents, and spiritual gifts, they all come from God. Not by chance, and confirms his consistent, generous nature. God is good, you know. God is the Father of lights. He's the creator of the sun, the moon, and stars. He is the source of all illumination and goodness. Hallelujah. He is whatever you need. There's no variation of shadow due to change in his character or generosity. The Bible says that he's not a son of man to lie, nor is he a human being to change his mind. Has he said, and he will not do it. Every good and perfect gift comes from him. If it is evil, it's from the devil. I can tell you this. We live in a society that everything that happens, people are blaming it on God. That's not God's character. What does the Bible say in John chapter 10, verse 10? Jesus declared this. There are two opposing agendas that are on this earth from two opposing entities. He says the devil does not come, or the enemy does not come, except to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus declared this, that I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. If anything is evil, it's not God, it's from the devil. If it is good, it's from God. Good refers to things that bless, things that will bless you and sustain you. And also it's a perfect gift. Perfect implies completeness and divine purpose. My friend, God is whatever you need. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows, my friend. God is faithful. He does not change. That's his nature. We need to rely on God because he provides good things. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 34, verse 10, that the young lions lack and suffer hunger, But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Hallelujah. My friend, God is whatever you need. Seeking the Lord allows him to meet all your needs. You may say, oh, I don't see this. I don't experience this in my life. If you are born again Christian, seeking the Lord allows him to meet all your needs. That's what the Bible says. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Another place it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. God is the believer's total supply, my friend. If you haven't received him, then by the end of this message, you should receive him. But if you have God, you must know what you have, my friend. You can just listen and make sure you believe and trust God that he is all that you need. If you have given your life to Christ, he is all that you need. Look at a scripture in Romans chapter 8, verse 32. The Bible says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, generously give us all things? Hallelujah. He gave you Christ, he will give you everything. If God did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, he will freely give us all things. This scripture argues that since the highest price, Jesus Christ, has already been paid, God will not withhold any necessary blessing, any necessary grace, any care. He will not withhold it from you. I'm telling you, God will not withhold any good thing from the righteous. Righteous is anyone who has received Christ. Anyone who has received Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, they are righteous because God imputed the righteousness of Christ in you. God will not abandon those he has saved. You see, as he has already made the ultimate sacrifice by giving Christ to you. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If he has already made the ultimate sacrifice, giving the precious son, this is a promise of total overflowing, never-ending generosity from God. It's total overflowing, never-ending generosity from God, not based on merit, but on his love, my friend. It's based on his love because Bible says, by grace you have been saved through faith. You see, you have been saved. It is not yourself. Yes, it's a gift of God, lest anyone should boast. God saved you out of no merit. It's just that he loves you. God's love is unconditional and that he is for us, not against us. And if God be for us, who can be against us, my friend? If the greater gift of Christ was given, the lesser gifts will certainly follow. Be assured of that. He is whatever you need. He said, along with Christ, God provides everything else needed for life and eternity. You see, he will provide you with everything. Justification, sanctification, protection. You name them. He is whatever you need. We must believe that everything necessary is already provided in Christ. The Bible says the inheritance of Christ is ours. And this is mind-blowing for people, you see. In fact, we are joined here with Christ. Believers already possess all things through Christ Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, believers are heirs to this promise. God's desire is for his people to be satisfied in him. When you have God, you are satisfied in him. You recognize that he is our portion. This is a mystery to us all. This is what people don't understand. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is all. If you need a job, it is Christ that you need. If you need a house, you need Christ. If you need a career, that's Christ. If you need a husband, Christ. If you need a wife, Christ. If you need children, Christ. If you need forgiveness, you need Christ to forgive you. How will your sins be forgiven except you receive him as your Lord and personal Savior? Because he shed his blood on the cross for you and me. If you need wisdom, it's Christ. Everything and anything you need is in him. No wonder Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. No wonder the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. God is saying, I am whatever you need. You know, he told Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14, that his name is I Am. I Am is the self-revealed personal name of God. It signifies his eternal self-existence. He is independence and unchanging faithfulness. He declared that to Moses, and it indicates that God is the ever-present creator who depends on nothing else. He depends on no one for his existence. He is the source of all creation. He is the source of all life. God is not created, but he is the eternal sovereign source of all life. He is all that you need, my friend. God as the I Am, that is his name, is a comprehensive provider of whatever a believer needs. If you need healing, it's him. He is the healer. He is the way maker. He is the defender. I Am means his presence and power acting on your behalf, my friend, rather than you acting in human effort, trying to do things yourself. He is whatever you need. God, the great I Am, he fulfills your needs. When you need peace, he is peace. When you need healing, he is a healer. When you need protection, he is your protector, my friend. He is your provider. God is saying to you and me that I am the sufficient one. I am your creator. He could go down the list and say many, many things. You can even put anything there. He says, I am your provider. He says, I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am your good shepherd. I am your shield protector. I am your buckler. I am your peace. I am your strength. My friend, you need God. If you have him already, then know what you possess and just draw the things out. And then when Jesus Christ came onto this earth, he came on the scene. And in the New Testament, Jesus uses the same title. He said, before Abraham was born, I Am. Hallelujah. He declared that same title, I Am. He was declaring his divinity and equality with God of the Old Testament. So Jesus defined his role in the Gospels, and he said, I'm the bread of life, I'm the light of the world, I am the door, I'm good shepherd, I'm the resurrection and the life, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, I am the true vine. And so Jesus declared, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the door to which you may enter in, I am your savior. I'm your soon coming king. My friend, you need God. Everything I've been put in Jesus Christ. Jesus came onto the earth, and through him, God has already provided everything necessary for life, healing, prosperity, whatever you need. They have all been accomplished in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Rather than begging God to meet needs, we must just understand that believers already possess all divine power, including healing in us, and simply we then need to release it. Everything has been imparted unto us. Without Jesus, you have nothing, because whatever you have right now, if it's not from Jesus, it does not satisfy. I'm telling you, whatever you have does not satisfy. If you have God, you have what cancer cannot destroy. If you have God, you have what the enemy cannot destroy. If you have God, no one can be against you, my friend. If God is your portion, you are more than a conqueror. Bible says in all these things, you are more than conquerors. So through the finished work of Jesus Christ, everything you need, such as healing, joy, peace, he's the Prince of Peace. They have all already been provided 2,000 years ago, He sent all our iniquities and our suffering unto the cross. He is the one you need. God is your possession. He is inside you. God's power does not need to be brought down from heaven. It already resides in you. He has given us His Spirit. Bible says that He who is in you is greater than the one out there coming against you. Bible says God is Spirit and He gave us His Spirit. Bible says that as He is in heaven, so are we on this earth. Bible says that you are really a possessor of God. You are a container of God. So the Apostle Paul told the Corinthian church that, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? The power is in you that you can draw out, because many people don't know this. I'm telling you, God is whatever you need. And if you already have Him, my friend, hold fast unto Him and ask Him for wisdom, understanding. Have fellowship with Him so you will know what you have to draw out. But if you don't know Christ, then this is not applicable to you. The first step you got to take is to receive Him as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.